Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. Shell's premium gasoline provides engine protection even in extreme heat, like what you're experiencing today. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when his dog refused to come inside, he assumed she was just being stubborn. Then he turned around and saw the figure standing right behind her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there! If you have a real ghost story, we really love to hear them around here. If you want to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802 and hit subscribe wherever you are listening. It's super easy to do, and we would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today. How are you, sister?
Well, I'm doing well. How is it in Kansas?
Pretty good. In fact, I wanted to tell you, yesterday I kind of had a little paranormal fangirl moment.
What happened?
Well, I did an interview for the Grave Talks about a book, 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin. And it's exactly what you think it would be, 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin. And it's 30 different locations throughout Wisconsin. And it's put out by Haunted US. And I really love the website hauntedus.com. I think it's fantastic. And if you've never looked at it, pull it up. Because you did a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. I was telling Kathy this.
Awesome. Like, look,
it's a great website. It has all these different haunted locations across the U.S. Pictures are great. Gives history of the location. some of the reported paranormal activity at each location. So I thought that I'm going to interview these two guys that had written the book for Haunted US. I didn't know I was going to interview the guys behind the website. And I was like, oh my God. When I start digging in and getting ready for the interview, I always do a deep dive on everybody I talk to. And I'm like, oh my God, these are the guys. And so it was so awesome. Like, they're the nicest guys you'd ever meet. And the book is fantastic. They're getting ready to do Haunted Illinois next, with the goal being every state gets a haunted book.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so it gives you, you know, like everything from the Feister Hotel, Shaker's Cigar Bar in Milwaukee, to locations in Janesville. It's just like everything in between. And then in between the sections, because it's kind of done geographically in like quadrants of the state. Then they have in between the chapters, they have roadside attractions, like some of the haunted bridges and things like that. And so it's just, it's a very well put together book. It's got great photos in it. And I was so excited. So I already told them, like, when they do the Haunted Kansas book, like, I want to go hang out with them that day.
Absolutely.
You know, one of those days they're here, I'll meet up with them and I'll hang out.
So fun.
Yeah. So if you've never looked at that website, pull it up. It's hauntedus.com. And it's really good if you're planning a road trip. Like, say you're heading to Illinois, and it's like, what haunted locations, you know, maybe I'll be near a haunted location. Just look at all of the locations they have for Illinois. You know, it's awesome. So it just kind of makes a good travel companion, but that's what the books are. They're designed to do that, kind of give you an idea of where
that
you go.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome website. I highly recommend.
And some of the places, like, you can just go in and have lunch there, or it's a hotel. You can stay there, or you might have to set up a paranormal investigation there. One of them that we talked about yesterday in Janesville was the Janesville Senior Citizen Center or something like that. But it's an old Carnegie Library. But what's really interesting, you will find you'll find this fascinating. In that Carnegie Library, there is a third floor, and the third floor is a theater.
Wow.
They built a theater and library at the same time. Super haunted, apparently.
Well, it was a Carnegie Library when I saw an apparition when I was about 12.
And they are all over, actually, especially rural America. I don't know if there's, do you think there is a lot of them in the bigger cities, or are they just bigger?
Well, I think the point of Carnegie Libraries was to put libraries in places that didn't have access to, you know, bigger towns would, to have libraries. And so I think for the large part, they did focus on rural areas and more remote places.
So I guess when they got to Janesville, they're like, hey, before you start building, can we look at the plans? We would like to put a theater in the library on the third floor.
It is so cool.
Well, and speaking of haunted Illinois, our friend Eric from Central Illinois has left us a voicemail.
Oh, good.
Hey, this is Eric from Central Illinois calling. So got a couple things here. One, probably about 6 weeks ago, I went to take the dogs out. So they're crated at night. Let them both out. Enoch, the puppy, who's like 16 months but still a puppy, just zoomed right by me, no problem. Mojo, the 5-year-old chocolate lab, she wouldn't come. And I stopped and I turned. And so I have this like thing where I kind of smack my thigh or my ass, like as a, hey, come on, smack, smack. And they usually come. And she eventually came, and I, just something made me want to turn around. I turned around, and there is a cloaked figure standing right behind her. And I stop, and I turn right back around, and it's gone. Okay, great. So I'm thinking, okay, what the hell is that? And let them back in after they'd been out, put them away, and I was playing some video games back in the spare bedroom. So I go back there, and I close the door because I didn't want, like, the sound to wake up the boy because his room is literally, like, 20 yards away. And I hear footsteps. And it's not, like, heavy footsteps. Like, the boy, he has heavy footsteps. And it's, like, you kind of know, like, footsteps. But this is firm, heavy meaning. I heard him go through the kitchen and stop right at the entryway to where both bedrooms are. So we're in an L-shaped ranch. So at the bottom of the L, there are two bedrooms. So there's bedroom, bathroom, bedroom. It comes to the door. Like, I hear the footsteps come to the door. And I sense almost like I'm seeing an old hag, like, right there. So I thought, like, maybe there was, like, two things in the house, but they're the same thing. So that was, like, 6 weeks ago. Last night, I'm sitting in the spare bedroom playing video games. And it's that thing of the animal jumping up on the bed. In the bedroom is one of those, like, I don't know, it's like foam mattresses, so where, like, you can jump on it and, like, wine doesn't spill kind of thing. I feel behind me something jump on. And I thought it was, like, the cat, because the dogs are put away at this point. And I turn around, there's nothing. And then I feel on the back of my right side of the neck, just pinpoint precision, like somebody shoving their finger in my neck, causing pain. And I sat there and said, okay, I feel you. I know you're here. You need to step back. And this is, like, a very important thing for people. Like, tell whatever's there bothering you. Take a breather, step back. And it ceased. So then I had a coworker whose mother passed away. I texted her and I said, hey, are you ready to receive a message from somebody that knows you? And she said, yes. So I'm seeing the color green. And she said that was her mother's favorite color. And I'm like, well, I don't know what it means, but I'm seeing green, and I'm also feeling some things with you, and I'm not going to divulge whatever that was, but she's just like, yes, like, her husband passed away 5 years ago, and I was picking up some stuff with him and with her, so things are still coming in. There's probably like 5 or 6 stories that I called in January, February that are sitting out there. So I don't know if they're there or not, but if not, let me know. Have a great day. Talk to you later.
I should message him because we're Facebook friends, and I should message him because I thought I had played everything I had from Eric. So if there was something he hasn't heard, then let me know, Eric, because I certainly thought I had. He stays so much calmer than me, but, like, if I am yelling at Benji to come inside, Benji's not coming inside, and then I turn around, and I turn back around, and I see a cloaked figure, I would scream.
Yeah, probably.
I would jump at least, just because it was, like, one night I was walking, back when I had Buddy, and it was winter, it's dark, it was really windy. It was a dark and stormy night, like that kind of night.
It was like
a dark and stormy night. And I had walked up the street a little ways. I hadn't lived in the neighborhood but maybe 6 months. And my dog peed on this guy's yard. He just peed. Like, I carry poop bags. I didn't think anything about it. We go a little bit farther, and then I hear something behind me. I turn around, and it's a guy in a hoodie right behind me.
Holy shit.
I jumped so big. And I'm like, you just scared the shit out of me. And he's like, oh, God, I am so sorry. Because I just was going to ask you, would you mind like making sure your dog doesn't pee on my yard? I go, oh, I can do that. Like, that ain't a problem. Okay, yeah. We're good.
Let me put on a big dark raincoat and right? go out and chase
and
this
Eric
woman
saw
down.
Somebody in a cloak. A cloak. I don't even know. Tony and Todd and I were talking about that the other day. It's like, can you get a cloak at Kohl's? You know, like, where do yeah. you go to get a cloak these days?
I don't know.
And it's not
the idea is probably kind of cool. A cloak.
Not the time of year for cloaks.
No, I'm not sure what the time of year for a cloak
fall?
Is actually.
Fall,
maybe.
Maybe winter into spring. I don't know. Yeah.
It
depends on how much you want to layer underneath it, I'm going to guess. But
yeah,
like that would have scared the crap out of me. And then when he goes inside and you know the sounds of people in your family, you know, yeah. he knows when it's his son walking down the hall versus his wife. I think they're married. I'm not sure. Or his girlfriend. You know the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you hear like step, step, step. Nobody in the house walks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing poking in his back of his neck. Oh, and he's just
jumps up on the back of the, you know, on the bed behind him.
Yeah.
You're right. He just stays so calm. But I think part of this is because he does have some of this, you know, psychic abilities. And I think it just happens to him a lot. He's learned how to kind of control it somewhat. Better, obviously, than I do when things happen to me. Because the last thing I could do if I thought I had just seen an apparition is just stroll back to the bedroom and play video games.
Right.
Now, maybe that's a good idea.
Because then you're like,
get your mind off it.
Did
you know?
The guy in the cloak hide? What happened to the guy in the cloak? I would be like, where the hell is the guy in the cloak?
Like, I would be scared shitless.
I'd be on. Right? I'd be calling 911. There's a guy in a cloak.
Guy in a cloak. They say, we have had 16 calls tonight about guys in cloaks.
Well, it's the same guy, I'll betcha.
Yeah, I'll betcha.
I just...
But I mean, but I think it just is kind of a testament to his, you know, abilities.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I panic, you panic, we all kind of do, you know. But I think for some people, this is something that's just kind mm-hmm. of a constant.
Well, and I interviewed a guy for the Grave Talks the other day, and he was very much like that. Like, it's just he's so used to it.
Exactly.
That it doesn't affect him. I'm not used to it. It doesn't happen in my day-to-day life. So if I see a cloaked man... If I see any man cloaked or uncloaked in my backyard, that would scare the crap out of me. Like, that would, they're back there for nefarious reasons. Ain't nobody needs to be in my backyard.
Yeah.
You know, it's fenced off. I've got a privacy fence. You have to climb the fence to get in. Yeah. Oh, that is scary. But he obviously knew it wasn't, you know, he didn't run in to call 911.
Yeah, and he didn't necessarily feel too threatened by it, but he did tell it to back off.
And I'm
when
assuming
it starts like pinching his neck.
Yeah, because I'm assuming the cloak guy, the guy walking in the hallway, and the whatever is poking him in the back of the neck, it's all the same thing.
I would think so. I mean, what are the odds of it being different?
I don't know.
It was all just happening kind of at the same time.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. And if there was some stuff I missed, get with me and we can record that. Or you can come back on the show and he can tell us that way too.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to do. Well, let's go on to this story. It says, I wanted to send in a story about my grandparents' house because for most of my life, I would have told you there was absolutely nothing haunted about it. We spent holidays there, had sleepovers there, stayed there when our parents went out of town. I never remember being afraid of that house at all. That changed after my grandfather died. My grandparents had lived there for more than 40 years. It wasn't an old or unusual house, but it was very comfortable in a quiet neighborhood where everyone in the family knew exactly which floorboards creaked and which kitchen cabinet stuck in the summer. Grandpa was very much a creature of habit. If you spent enough time there, you knew his routines almost as well as he did. He was the first one awake, made coffee before anyone else was up, sat in the same chair in the living room every morning, had a habit of walking around the house, checking doors before bed. The back door was the one he was especially particular about. He would turn the lock, grab the handle, and jiggle it twice to make sure it was secure every single night. When he died, Grandma stayed in the house by herself. At first, she seemed to be doing about as well as anyone could expect. They had been married for decades, so obviously there was an enormous adjustment involved in suddenly being alone. We all checked on her constantly, and somebody from the family was usually stopping by every few days. A month or two after Grandpa died, Grandma started making little comments about hearing him. She didn't say she thought his ghost was there. It was more like she would casually mention that she had woken up because she thought she heard him walking down the hall, or that she had been sitting in the living room and could have sworn she heard his chair move. Nobody thought much of it. Honestly, I think most of us assumed it was grief. When you live with someone for that long, you get used to every sound they make, and I can understand how your brain might fill in those familiar noises after they're gone, especially when you're sitting alone in the same house where you spent your whole married life together. Grandma seemed to think the same thing. Then she started mentioning the coffee. Grandpa always made his coffee really strong. Grandma hated it that way, and after he died, she switched to something much milder. Every once in a while, though, she said she would walk into the kitchen early in the morning and smell his coffee. Again, there were explanations, because coffee smell lingers. Maybe a neighbor was making it. Maybe the smell was simply associated with him and she imagined it. We never really treated any of it like a haunting. Then I stayed overnight with her one night. It was probably 6 or 7 months after Grandpa died. Grandma had an appointment early in the morning, and I offered to spend the night so I could drive her. Sometime before sunrise, I woke up to noises downstairs. First, I wasn't even scared because I knew exactly what I was hearing. There was movement in the kitchen, then the sound of a cabinet opening. A few seconds later, I heard what sounded like a chair being pulled across the floor. For those first seconds, I forgot Grandpa was gone. It sounded like mornings at my grandparents' house had always sounded. I got out of bed, went downstairs, expecting to find Grandma in the kitchen, but downstairs was dark and Grandma was still asleep. I stood there for a while listening, but everything had gone quiet. I checked the kitchen, nothing was out of place, so I went back upstairs. When Grandma woke up, I told her what I'd heard, and she didn't seem surprised, and she said something along the lines of, "Well, that happens sometimes." That was probably the first time I seriously wondered if there might actually be something going on in the house. After that, other family members began admitting they had had experiences too. My aunt heard footsteps in the hallway. One of my cousins heard Grandpa's chair creak when nobody was sitting in it. Another relative said she had been in the kitchen and smelled his aftershave strongly enough that she actually turned around expecting him to be behind her. None of it frightened us. If anything, there was something comforting about it, although we were careful not to tell Grandma that Grandpa might be there. I think all of us were aware that we wanted that to be true, and that made it harder to trust our own experiences. The incident that changed things for me happened about a year after he died. Grandma and I were sitting in the living room one night talking. It was getting late. Neither of us had gotten up yet to start turning off lights or locking doors. And from the kitchen, we heard the back door lock. It wasn't a click. We both heard the lock turn, then the handle move, then again, two little rattles, exactly the way Grandpa used to check it every night. Grandma and I just looked at each other for several seconds before she finally said, "He did that every night." I went into the kitchen, checked the door. It was locked. But what was hard for me to dismiss was I had heard the whole thing while sitting right beside her. There was no confusion about who was in the house, and neither of us had touched that door. For another year or so, Grandma continued to hear things occasionally, but gradually the experiences became less frequent. She stopped mentioning footsteps. The smell of coffee seemed to disappear, and even the chairs stopped making noises. Several years later, Grandma decided it was time to move. The house was getting to be too much for her to take care of, and she wanted something smaller and easier, so the whole family helped clean it out. That was probably one of the strangest weekends of my life, not because anything paranormal was happening, but because the house had always been so full. There were family pictures everywhere, furniture we had grown up with, the dishes that had been used at every holiday dinner. By the end of the weekend, almost all of it was gone. I was one of the last people there on that final afternoon. That would be so hard, you know, when somebody's lived there that long. Grandma had already left, and I was doing one last walkthrough before meeting everyone else. I remember standing in the living room and realizing how different the house sounded when it was empty. Grandpa's chair was gone, the pictures were gone, even the old clock that had always been on the wall had been packed away. For the first time, it didn't really feel like my grandparents' house anymore. I checked the rooms one last time, headed toward the front door. Then I heard the lock on the back door turn, followed by a second later by the handle moving once and then again. I stopped and stood there for a few seconds before walking back into the kitchen. The door was locked. I didn't unlock it or check outside. I just stood there looking at it and thinking about how many nights Grandpa had probably done that exact same thing. And then I left. I still don't know what I think happened in that house after Grandpa died. Part of me believes grief can do strange things, especially when an entire family is missing someone and surrounded by reminders of him. Maybe we notice ordinary sounds because we wanted them to be something more. Thanks for letting me share this. I've always wondered whether other families have had experiences like this after losing someone, where you can never quite decide whether it was grief, memory, or something paranormal. I love hearing everyone else's stories. Hope you have a great week. That is from Amanda. She brings up a really good point. Sometimes you miss someone so much, the grief, could that be allowing you to hear things, or you think you're smelling something? Because you always smelled something at 7 a.m. Or are you really smelling it? You know what I mean?
Well,
because grief can really do some weird things.
You know, I think your truth is your truth, right? If that happened to you and you smelled it, you smelled it. Who am I to say you didn't smell the coffee in the morning? What I'm wondering about this is that she said, you know, is it grief? Is it memory? Is it paranormal? I think it's somewhere in all three. I think they can all three be a component of what's going on in this. The conduit being the paranormal for the memory and the grief. And, you know, kind of leaving the door open, so to speak, for Grandpa to remain. I think the grief does that. So Grandpa stays because of the grief. You know, I was recently reading a book, and I'm not even going to tell you the book. A lot of you guys are going to read it, and I don't want to spoil anything about it for you. But in the book, there's a discussion along this line about death, and the recommendation being when someone dies that, you know, people that are close to them within the first few days need to talk with them and say, it's okay. You can go. I give you permission to go. You don't have to stay here because of me. Mm-hmm. I will be okay. It's hard. I'm going to miss you like hell. But you need to have peace and go. And I think what happens a lot of times is that we don't, give them that permission. They don't feel like they can go, and our grief kind of holds on to them. That's why I think it took a year before it started slowing down, because not that Grandma ever quit missing him or the family quit missing him, anything like that. They just began to learn how to live without them.
Yeah.
And to, you know, be able to walk again and move and do things, you know, just getting out of bed sometimes almost feels impossible. But once you start to kind of go on and just letting go, I think then they can feel like they can pass on. So, you know, if you feel like you can't do that at all and you want them, you know, maybe you need them to stay a while, I think they're going to be there as long as you need them. But you can also give them permission to go.
And I think, and like with Amanda, that morning she woke up and her grandpa, she was sound asleep. So that's not a grief response.
No, I say that's where it's this kind of in the middle of all these things. Mm-hmm. The grief holding him there, but the paranormal being the channel for the activity. They're keeping him there. You know, when our dad died, and there was a point where I was sitting there with him and holding his hand, and I said, "It's okay, Dad. I'm going to be okay. And you've done a good job. I can take it from here. And I've got the kids, and I'll make sure the kids are raised, and your grandkids are going to be okay. And we'll do the best we can. We're going to miss you so much. But it's okay. You don't have to suffer this pain anymore." Because he was in, you know, in hospice at the time, and it was very painful. So I kind of did it, and I bet you did too.
Well, yeah, because I had a dream before he died. The night before he went into the hospital, I had a dream that he was dying, but he couldn't die because I wasn't letting him go.
Wow.
And I remember you and I talked about that at the time. And I remember, like, we had the conversation, like, we have to tell him it's okay.
Yeah.
But I did, but I wasn't okay with it. I'm just saying it.
Well,
and, it wasn't, you know, okay in my heart. And then, right. You know, when we
I'm not saying it's okay. Don't get me wrong.
No, that's not my point. My point was that I was saying it, but I wasn't meaning it. And when I finally did say it and meant it, it was different. I was just saying it because my dream had told me to say it. But I didn't mean it at that time. And it took about a week. And then I was
I think I really did, you know, when we were talking, because he was in such pain and I just didn't want to see this anymore.
Yeah. And I said, but at first I just wasn't ready to, it's like I just needed time to come around to it.
Yeah, I didn't want him to think that he had to stay because of me, that I would be okay. Now, with that said, I do think I still had, for a few days there, a few shadow figures. I think he was around a little bit there. But then I could feel it after a few days, him passing and going. So I loved this book I read, and I loved this idea of them saying, you know, we need to give them permission and it will be okay.
And I think sometimes even then it's like Grandpa wants to be there, you know, he wants to watch over her, and that makes sense to me.
But I think maybe, you know, it just sometimes it takes a while before somebody gives permission. And, you know, we hear these stories that are so sad about some, you know, child ghost that's still in this house and things. And you and I are always a little heartbroken about that. And as if they hadn't been given permission, or they didn't understand they died and how to navigate letting, you know, getting them to go ahead and take these steps to transition and pass on. So I think we might have some involvement as loved ones in this, that we can take the stress away from them and let them know it's okay.
Yeah. And I just think, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Nope, not at all.
But I don't know, but I do think there is something with grief and wanting that connection so bad.
Oh God, yes.
So that was a good story. Well, if you have a ghost story you would like to share with us, it's super easy to do. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if that's something you want to do. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. No commercials. Advanced episodes and access to the archive could all be yours. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C. L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.